Extra Extra is not live. Ariana Grande is not going to cry because that's really stupid. Natalie Portman slut shamed The Simpson Collection's Jessica Simpson. Netflix is a dumb bitch. And Emma Stone thinks she's special. All this and more with your host, Jesse Esparza, and me, Julian Gonzalez. Let's get extra.
Welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in again to listen to me. We're doing things a little differently this week. I am your host, Jesse Esparza. You might remember me from my previous stints at hosting Extra Extra podcast. If you don't, turn the mic off now because it's going to get real annoying. My name is Jesse Esparza and I'm your host. Follow me on Instagram at Jesse_is_awesome. All right, this is how this is going to work. Julian wrote down an entire script in a Word document and sent it to me. So this is my first time reading everything. So just bear with me. I'm your host, Jesse Esparza. Julian, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Julian Gonzalez. Follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules. Thank you for having me on your podcast, Jesse.
You are so loud. Wow, do you miss me being here?
That's a complicated question.
Yes or no would suffice.
You know, it's more than a yes and it's more than a no. So I can't really simplify into one word. It would be a paragraph, as my listeners know.
I understand. How was your week?
My week was amazing. Good. I did absolutely nothing.
You did some stuff, right?
Well, we don't want to get
Well, you know, it's always great to be back here. I'm so excited. A little thing, you know, about me, I'm just enjoying my life right now, you know? Like, I'm enjoying my independence. Yeah. My roommate is moving out, as you may know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is going to be the first time in, like, 8 years that I've lived on my own. And I think it's really great.
Yeah.
I was a little sad yesterday because it was real big and, like, lonely, you know? But I think...
Well, welcome to my life. That's how it is. It's really fucking cold and lonely when you live alone.
Here's a little tidbit for you fans out there. I asked Julie if he wanted to live with me, and he said no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I thought it would be like a nice thing to be like, oh, me and Julian would actually be good roommates. I think I would be able to compromise myself and my values in order to live with him. And then I really thought I was putting myself out there, and he just said no.
Here's the thing.
Julian first said yes and then said no.
When? I never said yes. You said, do you want to live in a house together? And I didn't say yes or no. Again, it's very complicated.
No, I was like, if I have to move out, would you live with me?
And I said, you can.
You said yes.
No, I said, you can stay on my couch for like
you
a week.
You said yes, and then the next day you said no.
I'm going to need the receipts because I just would never say yes.
I will show you the receipts.
I need to.
I will.
Because as everyone knows, I am a jealous person. And so if I had to see all the day-to-days of Jesse's life, you know, I really probably would kill myself. As I know, I am holding on by a thread. As my spin instructor said this morning during one of her rants, she said, some people are holding on and they're looking to you for strength. And I was like, she's talking about me and I am looking to the rest of this class.
Who are you? Who's looking to you for strength?
No, I'm the one holding on by a string and looking.
You're looking for other people for strength.
Yes.
Okay. But she's trying to build you up to make you the person.
Possibly. I mean, she said it out loud to the whole room, but I do always feel like spin instructor lady is speaking directly to me. Side note, when spin instructor lady did walk into class,
does she have a name?
She does. Her name is Carly. And she said to, I said to, how are you doing? She said, I'm here. And I said, you know what? I'm here for your quote of Whoopi Goldberg in The Color Purple.
You didn't say that really, did you?
I did say that.
Oh, that is insane.
She's a white woman.
Did she understand the reference?
No.
Not at all. No white people do. I'm trying to look for this text message.
It would be from a while ago.
I know. I'm scrolling. Okay, hold on. This might take a second.
You know, this week was great. I got ghosted again, like usual. Everyone ghosts me. I saw 3 movies because I had nothing else to do.
All right. Well, is there? Well, here's the thing. Julian and me aren't living together yet, so we'll see. I said if we had a house, but you probably still wouldn't.
You here's like the thing. I like my own space. I always complain about being alone and lonely, mm-hmm. and I absolutely hate it. But I think what I would hate more is living with people because I'm a fairly clean and organized person, and just no one I know has a clean living space.
I feel like, wait, you'll see. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to be pretty clean. And
let
you're
me
gonna
see
be...
once you get that dirty ass bitch out your apartment.
You're, oh my God. Yeah. You're going to be begging. You're going to be begging. You're going to say, oh, I wish I was living with you.
I'm possibly, but there's also no street parking where you live.
But we do have a street. We have a parking space. I know, don't but have like, a car.
What if, God forbid, someone ever visits me and
if you guys,
nowhere to park?
If you guys ever want to, you know, think of me and Julian living together as a good thing, let us know. You know, mm-hmm. either message the extra extra Instagram or either of our Instagrams. Tell us what you think. I think this would be a fun thing. Like, you know, well, I would get...
Bynum and Murray, if you want to, you know, give us a little...
One of them is dead. But I feel like one of us... I feel like it would get old soon. Yeah. I really do. Uh-huh.
You would really get tired of my... I don't even know how you put up with me right now for like text here and there.
So it's a good... What, everything happens for a reason, so that's what I believe. So, you know, maybe in the future when we both have mansions.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I want to give... again, I'm just reading everything that Julian wrote, so if it doesn't make sense, it probably... doesn't because Julian wrote it. We want to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners at Kinsey Havener, who randomly found us when she was looking for a deep dive into all Amanda Bynes drama. Go follow her and follow the podcast at Two Extra Podcast. Was this when we were talking about Amanda Bynes with Lacey Mosley?
No, this is when we were talking about Amanda Bynes with, I think it was Lauren Holt.
Oh, yeah. Can I just say, Amanda Bynes, I'm here for. I did see her paper magazine in the store, so I do want to get it. I think I'm
it's
so.
It's right down the street, the magazine stand.
Let's go after this.
Okay.
I'm so proud of her, and I feel like she's one of the real celebrities out there, mm-hmm. and I really like that about her because I read just a tidbit of her interview, and I think it's just so brave that she's just like, yeah, I was on coke, and I was smoking weed and addicted to Xanax.
Yeah, when she said it's not mental illness, it was drug. Mm-hmm. I felt a drug abuse. I felt that because as a friend knows, I've had my stint with drug abuse when I did an edible once. And I did have a mental breakdown. After that.
And like imagine going through that every day.
I know.
In the spotlight with a dirty wig on.
Exactly. And a dog on fire.
So I'm glad. I want Amanda Bynes to be back. I'm ready for her comeback.
I don't want her to be back. I need Amanda Bynes to stay doing whatever she's doing. She does not need the toxicity of Hollywood.
She looked really good in that pantsuit. I'm going to go and get the magazine right after this. All right, let's get into the top five stories of the week. These are the top five stories according to Julian because his opinion is the only one that matters. Again, I'm just reading this.
No, you're the host. You should pretend. Remember, we're Freaky Friday.
I know, but I mean, it's already out there.
Oh.
Ariana Grande is the 2018 Billboard Woman of the Year, and they got it wrong. Kim Petras was truly Woman of the Year, but I digressed. While accepting her award, Ariana let the world know that she struggles like the rest of y'all, not even us.
I don't struggle.
The past 20 minutes of you talking has been how much you struggle. Quote, I want to say that I find it interesting that this has been one of, like, the best years of my career and, like, the worst of my life. I'm not saying that for my sympathy. I'm just saying that because I feel like a lot of people would look at someone in my position right now, I guess, like, Woman of the Year, an artist that could be at her peak and think she's really got her shit together, you know? Like, she's really on it. She's got it all. And I do, but as far as my personal life goes, I really have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. So, yeah, it's been a real conflicting one. I just want to say if you're someone out there who has no idea what this next chapter is going to bring, you're not alone in that. She continued as her voice began to crack. Ew, I'm not going to cry. That's really stupid. Sorry, I have to stop that immediately. That's annoying. She's talking to herself? She is crazy. I'm not going to cry. That's really annoying. Ew, nah, that's really gross. I'm not going to do that.
Here's the thing. Ariana Grande is finally relatable. As we know, she's half the time blackface, so we don't really know.
Oh, my God.
She's darker than Nicki Minaj.
She does love putting that tanner on.
Yeah, she is too tan. And you know what? She said that she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. None of us do. And I think that's great that she's being honest with herself.
You know, I was blown away when you think about it. She's the same age as Cardi B.
Yeah.
You know?
And Cardi B looks like a 40-year-old woman.
Stop. We're done. Don't come for Cardi.
This whole podcast, we're coming for Cardi.
Well, I think Ariana Grande is great. I listened to her last album on Spotify back to back, and it's really good. Mm-hmm. I like her. I don't know if I like her as a person yet, you know?
Yeah, I think she's pretty boring. Now, last week I did promise my fans I was going to listen to Sweetener, which I never listened to this week, and listen to Joanne, which I never listened to.
I think I didn't really know her personality before, you know, but I think with all this Pete Davidson stuff, like her, mm-hmm. she's really been put in the spotlight, especially with the marriage and everything.
Penetrated a personality into her.
Yeah, and I think... Now that her spotlight is, I mean, her now that her personality is out there in the spotlight, I gotta say I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like the way she speaks. It's kind of like a Randy Jackson
from American Idol.
That's kind of how she speaks.
She's like out of breath all the time.
Yeah.
She's like too cool for school, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, I do love that
I'm not gonna cry. Like that's I'm not gonna cry.
Wow, that's a really great impression. You should do that for
SNL.
Yeah.
Echo, watch out.
Ugh, I'm not gonna cry. Yeah.
Wait, I need to take a really quick second to open my LaCroix.
Oh my god. Style. You please edit this out. And I do stop. You are so stupid. I do love that she does sing live. I think that's great. But I'm still not, she's not doing much for me, you know, in the singing front. Like she has a good voice, but I'm like, it's not like her greatest potential. I think she's trying to be like Mariah, but Mariah actually had good songs that she could sing.
Mariah
very well.
Has 18 number one singles. And this week, iconically, Mariah knocked Caution off the number one album with her 1994 album, Merry Christmas. And she knocked, Caution knocked off Glitter. So, I mean, Mariah Carey keeps setting records. Ariana Grande, for the first time, had a number one single with Thank You Next. So
she never had a number one single?
No.
See, does she write her own songs? I feel like...
No, I don't. I think she's a co-writer. But as you know, Mariah writes her own songs.
I know. But I feel like, yeah, she hasn't had the songs like Mariah had, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's such a good singer, but she's not getting it right. You know who else? Camila Cabello. She doesn't have good songs either. And she has a pretty good voice. Yeah. I feel like, where'd all the good songwriters go?
Yeah.
Well, I hope, Ariana, you know, we're all going through things and, you know, we're all figuring
Jesse
it out.
Jesse especially. I'm not laughing. Don't cry. That's my thing.
Edit this out.
Oh. I don't edit the podcast.
In the span of a week, Kevin Hart was announced. This is a long. I don't want to do this anymore. You do it. I can't.
Okay.
We're tagging out. I can't.
As my listeners know, I do not like to edit the podcast and I do not like to edit quotes. In the span of a week, Kevin Hart was announced as host of the Oscars and then stepped down as host of the Oscars over old homophobic tweets. After announcing he would host the Oscars, journalist Benjamin Lee tweeted, "I wonder when Kevin Hart is going to start deleting all his old tweets." The quote-unquote journalist, who I've never heard of, because that is no Lisa Ling, okay, shared screenshots of tweets from Kevin. One read, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, 'Stop, that's gay.'" Damn, these gays are messy. Lee also noted a segment from Kevin Hart's 2010 comedy special, Kevin Hart, Seriously Funny, in which he quipped, "One of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. That's a fear, keep in mind. I'm not homophobic. Be happy. Do what you want to do. But me as a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will." That sounds fine to me. I mean, honestly, the problem.
I wish my dad did that shit.
I know. Shit. My dad was too busy working.
Mine was, I don't know where he was. We're still looking for him.
While several of Kevin's controversial tweets have been deleted as of Thursday, December 6th, some still remained. Quote, "I just saw the biggest gay guy ever," he wrote in June 2009. "This Blake looked like Hulk Hogan with heels on."
That's pretty funny.
"I can't lie. I got scared." Kevin responded to the controversy saying, "Stop looking for reasons to be negative. Stop searching for reasons to be angry. I swear I wish you guys good. I wish you guys could see, feel, understand the mental place that I am in. I am truly happy, people. There's nothing that you can do to change that. Nothing. I work hard on a daily basis to spread positivity to all. With that being said, if you want to search my history or past and anger yourself with what you find, that is fine with me. I'm almost 40 years old and I'm in love with the man that I am becoming. You live and you learn and you grow and you mature. I live to love." Now, damn, this is turning into
that is great. I love it.
Me too. But this is really turning into a Michael Perry, because Tyler Perry does not know how to edit.
He just goes on and on.
"Please take your negativity or your negative energy and put it somewhere else constructive. Please. What's understood should never have to be said. I love everybody. Once again, everybody. If you choose to not believe me, then that's on you. Have a beautiful day." Then Kevin announced that he would step down as host. Quote, I have made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I am evolving and want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together, not tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again.
I think that's great.
This is great. Honestly, I don't see anything wrong.
Any man who can apologize for being wrong, yeah. I'm with.
And I don't, his joke was funny about Hulk Hogan.
That's the thing. It's like, listen, we as minorities, as gay people, have gone through so much more, you know, so much worse. Yeah. We've heard a lot worse.
Yeah.
He's just trying to be funny.
Honestly, what Kevin said is less triggering than what gay people say to other gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the most hated the people who hate the gays the most are the gays.
Gay people, and I hate them too. I hate them.
Yeah, as we know, white twinks are the devil. So,
I think like he's just, you know, it was in the past.
Yeah, and he's right. You're searching for something. Every time there's a controversy, you're searching for something to bring people down because you're unhappy that he is more successful and he is more rich and he's more powerful than you.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's fine. I mean, I don't care about Kevin Hart.
I mean, I don't watch award shows, so I don't care who hosts. I'm still not watching.
I think he's great, and it's a great. That was a great apology, mm-hmm. and I think just move on. Yeah. You know, I think we all just need to move on.
Yeah. Now Tyler Perry, he can host.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of big fat gays. Yeah. I dread the moment when I get famous and I'm like, I have so much shit dug up on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, you know. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah. I read something today, too. Someone was putting all the white women on blast, too, for making homophobic remarks.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea Handler, Amy Schumer, and there was another, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Like, they made homophobic remarks, too, but they're not getting the same backlash.
No, because they're white women.
Because they're white women, and white women can do no wrong.
Yeah, and the white women's always the victim.
They're the number one victims in America. Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know.
Natalie Portman plays a pop queen in her new film, Vox Lux, which I highly suggest you all see. While promoting the movie, Natalie accidentally found herself in the middle of a feud. It all began when Natalie said, I remember being a teenager and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying, I'm a virgin while wearing a bikini. And I was confused. Like, I don't know what this is trying to tell me as a woman, as a girl. Jessica Simpson was not pleased and Instagrammed at Natalie Portman. I was disappointed this morning when I read that I confused you by wearing a bikini in a published photo taken of me when I was still a virgin in 1999. As public figures, we both know our image is not totally in our control at all times. And the industry we work in often tries to define us and box us in. However, I was taught to be myself and honor the different ways all women express themselves, which is why I believe then and I believe now that being sexy in a bikini and being proud of your body are not synonyms or synonymous. Sorry. I need to go to college. With having sex. I have always embraced being a role model to all women to let them know that they can look however they want, wear whatever they want, and have sex or not have sex with whomever they want. The power lies within us as individuals. I have made it my practice to not shame other women for their choices. In this era of Time's Up and Trump, I added the and Trump, and all the great work you have done for women, I encourage you to do the same. Taking responsibility, like most white women don't, Natalie replied. Now, honestly, I've never been a fan of Natalie Portman, but after Vox Lux, I'm a huge fan, so okay. I will support her any way possible. Thank you for your words. I completely agree with you that women should be allowed to dress however she likes and behave however she likes and not be judged. I only meant to say I was confused. As a girl coming of age in the public eye around the same time by the media's mixed messages about how girls and women were supposed to behave, I didn't mean to shame you, and I'm sorry for any hurt my words may have caused. I have nothing but respect for your talent and your voice that you use to encourage and empower women all over the globe.
Well, how do you respond to that? At first, I was like, well, fuck Natalie Portman. But then she apologized. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Listen, Natalie Portman, don't come for Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, do not come.
Her shoe collection is worth more than your film career. Yeah. All right.
Her daughter is worth more than your whole life.
And I think she was a virgin except for up the ass, you know? So you can't say that she wasn't.
She was a Christian virgin.
She was a Christian virgin taking it up the butt, as we all do. Julian, maybe not so much. But, you know, I guess good for, I don't, is this a story?
You know, I just wanted to talk about, you guys need to go see Vox Lux.
I don't, why?
And anytime I can talk about Jessica Simpson, I will.
I love Jessica Simpson.
I love Jessica Simpson.
I'm on the Jessica Simpson side, to be honest.
Honestly, Jessica Simpson 2020.
She had someone write that for her because she cannot read. She can't. Yeah, I don't think she could come up with such articulate phrases as she did. But
I think she maybe had Maxwell write it.
Whoever her ghostwriter is.
Her daughter,
good
Maxwell.
For them. Ashley was Ashley.
It was probably her little gay dad.
He's like, as a woman in the 19th.
He also was restrained by, you know, heteronormative culture.
He was also taking it up the ass. Okay. Please let me host the Oscars. Delete this.
Layla Ali was trying to be Brandy but didn't succeed after she accidentally hit an elderly man with her car. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department confirms Layla Ali backed into the pedestrian who was in his 90s with her SUV in a parking lot at a shopping center in the Calabasas neighborhood of Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 4th. Paramedics and deputies from the police department quickly responded to the scene. EMTs treated the victim in the parking lot before an ambulance transported him to a nearby hospital. He is in stable condition. Layla remained at the scene and spoke with the responding officers. She was not arrested or cited as a police investigation. Investigated the incident as an accident, not a crime.
Listen, let me just say this. You cannot get between a woman and her parking spot.
And when, especially when she has to go. Like, get out of the way.
As someone who went to Black Friday shopping in Sacramento, in the suburbs, in Sacramento with my mother, you do not take a parking spot from a woman because they will hit you.
It wasn't take. She was backing out.
You could be 90, 100, 120.
Yeah.
If you're at a mall and you're a woman, you better watch out. That man should have known.
Yeah. Especially, it's Layla Ali.
Is she? She's Muhammad Ali's daughter?
Yes. Okay. And she's a boxer.
Yeah, she could have boxed him. Yeah, I don't know.
Brandy's was still more iconic.
What? She killed someone, right?
As everyone knows, my favorite Tumblr is, what's the one where everyone's copying Brandy? What's it called?
I don't know.
Remember I shared it on Facebook?
I don't remember.
And I told it on my podcast a few weeks ago. But she was really trying to be Brandy.
She backed up into this man.
Yep.
Her neck is probably too thick. She couldn't look back. I'm sorry. Let me host Oscars.
People keep tweeting that I hate women on this podcast, so we have to stop like ragging on women.
No thanks.
Finally, poor Michelle. Michelle Williams has called off her engagement to Chad Johnson. Quote, I still remain fearless. I guess I still remain single. Things didn't work out. The healing that needs to take place is a must. I don't want to destroy another relationship. Blessings to him, his family, and ministry. Hashtag fearless. Now, Michelle did release a new single this week called Fearless, so I can't help but feel like this is a publicity stunt.
That's smart. I mean, she probably still won't sell any records.
Yeah, no.
Like, she would have to kill someone in order to... I mean, even
and
then...
no one would know.
Even then, they would be like, Kelly Rowland who?
Yeah.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah. And Kelly Rowland isn't even doing... I mean, she released a single called Kelly. Nobody listened to it.
Yeah.
Except for a friend of the show,
Paul.
I feel
like Michelle needs to, like, take a page out of Ariana's book and just, like, take some time, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think she just needs to look... She needs to look within, you know? Be nice to Michelle. Mm-hmm. You know, that's your number one.
Yeah. Cardi B said in an Instagram video on Tuesday, December 4th, that she and her husband Offset have called it quits after 1 year of marriage, allegedly due to upset continuously cheating. Quote, so everybody been bugging me and everything. And, you know, I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now. And we are really good friends and we are really good business partners. You know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to. And we got a lot of love for each other. But things just haven't been working out between us for a long time. And it's nobody's fault. I guess we grew out of love, but we are not together and we are not together anymore. I don't know. It might take time to get a divorce. And I'm going to always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father. Now, in honor of Cardi B not being able to keep a man, let's get into Extra Extra Theater to relive a moment where Cardi B said her man would never go anywhere because of her pussy.
Cardi B talks about her pussy for 5 minutes. Exterior car. Cardi B goes live on Instagram Live. Stank face.
Every that I fucking been with, that I cuff, all of them, tatted my name. Want to know why? Because I got that type of pussy. Warm pussy. Warm. Shit feels like a fat bitch pussy. No fat bitches got warm, nice pussies too. That's what I got.
Long pause.
I got a fat bitch pussy. Fat bitches got the warmest pussy. That's what I got. Cardi B. Fat bitch pussy.
I'm going to throw up. This is too much. Long pause.
Nah, dead ass. Like, big girls got the best pussy. I know it for fact. I know it for fact. Because I hang out with a lot of that told me, like, yo, that pussy was good. That's the best pussy I ever had. And that's what I know I got. Shout out to my big bitches that got big, good pussy like me.
There's literally four more pages of this, Julian. Cardi B ratchet smiles to the camera.
Because I'm a skinny bitch. Shit is warm. Shit feels like a motherfucking...
tongue pop. Shit. Why is that a stage direction?
Shit feels like...
lip smack? Oh, my God.
I don't know what it feels like because, you know, I don't got a dick to feel what a dick a pussy feels, but...
Julie, why are you really going to do 4 minutes of this?
But I know... But I know that's what I got. No, da-da-da, what?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Her English is so bad. Hold on. No, da-da-da, what? That's why I got this big-ass shit right here. Stage. The top of page two.
Cardi B lifts up her left hand to show her engagement ring and a wedding band.
That's why I got a motherfucking car. That's why I got so many motherfucking diamonds from my...
Long pause.
It's just like, you know, like, this pussy makes...
This is torture.
Go crazy. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, that's what I think. That's just what I know. That's just what I know.
Cardi B looks at the screen to read the replies to her Instagram line.
That's just what I know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, fuck, I give a fuck what a bitch or think about me. You can't give a fuck what people and think about you when you got good pussy.
What do you mean she reads the replies to Instagram Live? Did she?
Yeah. No, not out loud. Like, you can see she's reading the screen.
Oh, my God.
Can you finish your
Cardi
statement?
Cardi B closes for the camera.
That's why I'm so cocky.
Cardi B sticks out her tongue.
That's why I'm so cocky, because I wake up in the mirror sometimes and be like, God damn, I look fucked up. It's okay, though, because I got good pussy. Where going? Nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. Not with this good this good ass pussy. Not with this good ass fucking mouth. Wet ass mouth.
Ew.
Deep ass.
So nasty.
Deep ass throat. Deep motherfucking throat.
Pause.
If I'm drunk, I might put the whole dick and the balls in my mouth. What's up? Bet your bitch can't do that. I bet these bad bitches can't do that.
You hear the driver turn on their turn signal. Long pause. Tongue pop.
You gotta talk to the mic. What's up? I want all the pussy smoke. Pussy's so good, sometimes you just want to share it. So I can see what you're talking about, what you want.
Cardi B makes a Stevie J face. Long pause while Cardi B reads replies.
Said floor piscina. Hell yeah, it feels like a motherfucking
tongue pop.
Like, you know, like when you dive into this pussy, like you going through a waterfall and you splash. That's what it is. It's like, surprise, what's good? And you know, you want to know something? I don't give a fuck, because let me tell you something. You see all these badass bitches, these badass bartenders that y'all be fucking lusting over at? Them same bitches that be bagging were the same that were trying to bag me when I was a stripper with fucked up teeth. So what's up? Them bitches ain't that bad.
Cardi B makes a ratchet face to the camera.
Do they want to fuck with the big brim? Cardi, what's up?
Cardi B uses her right hand to push the hair on the left side of her head behind her ear.
What's up? What's good? Nah, I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. I'm dead fucking ass. Because when I was a stripper and my teeth was all fucked up.
Lip smack.
A lot of these rappers that was trying to holler at me. A lot of these scammers was trying to holler at me. A lot of these drug dealers was trying to holler at me. The fuck? Same bitches that these motherfucking bad bitches be fucking were trying to fuck me too.
The clip ends. Do you make people do this every week?
I haven't done a cult read in so long.
So just me.
Yeah.
You know, I think Cardi looks really foolish right now.
Yeah.
Because she was always repping that man of hers. Mm-hmm. And like, we all knew he was no good.
Since the beginning, we knew he was cheating.
She was always repping him, always in her Instagram posts, always in her stories, always in her lives.
And this Instagram live came out 2 months ago, so we clearly she was trying to hide something.
And like, yeah, thou doth protest too much, Cardi, you know? It's just like, that makes you look so foolish. And I you know, I feel bad for you because either you knew he was a bad guy and you were just like covering up for him, or you truly thought that he loved you, which is even worse, you know, because you didn't see the signs. So this is really sad, but it's good that she's being honest. You know, she's not like trying to hide it anymore. But I just wish, you know, maybe her and Ariana Grande are the same age. Maybe they both need to like just be friends with themselves.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, be like lesbians. As we know, everyone turns lesbian.
I mean, I'm sure Cardi B has probably fucked a woman or two.
Yeah.
With her fat ass, wet ass, nasty ass pussy.
Her wet mouth, her deep throat.
But Cardi, I loved your hustle when you were not talking about your man and your baby all the time, you know? So maybe just get back on that.
Yeah. And know? Cardi, honestly, we're used to Nicki Minaj talking about her fucking pussy. Like, find something else to talk about.
Yeah. Use this, Cardi. I would say use this to fuel you and use this to just get back in the studio and make some more hits.
Yeah, Cardi, we need a country album. Now, that's what you do. Whenever an artist gets heartbroken, they write a country album.
Be the next Taylor Swift, I would say, Cardi, because when Taylor Swift left and did pop, she left a huge door open for anyone who was willing to do country.
Because that's another, Shania Twain said there are no country girls around.
Carrie Underwood, what is she doing?
Yeah, trying to hide the scar on her face. It's not there.
What is Jessica Simpson doing?
You know, running an empire.
Taking up the ass.
Yeah.
Oh. Fighting off Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Let's get into a quick segment called Bitch Me Too, where I'm just going to report a headline that's relatable. This week, Jude Law said, "Sometimes I forget I'm famous and go out in pajamas." And honestly, bitch me too.
Never.
I go out in athleisure wear all the time. And sometimes I forget I'm a local celebrity.
Well, I'm sure people don't recognize Jude Law anyway. He was relevant, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, he was in Vox Lux and the Harry Potter movie.
Listen,
but
this is an equal opportunity hateful podcast. We can hate on men too. No one knows who Jude Law is.
Yeah, I mean, we hate on everyone, to be honest, especially ourselves. Let's get into two extra adjustments.
That was the one story for that segment?
I just wanted to promote Vox Lux again.
Oh, my God.
Let's get into two extra or just enough.
If you don't know out there, I created this. And
you did?
Back in the heyday, I created this.
You did?
Yeah, Jillian is going to read stories, and I have to decide if they're two extra or just enough. I definitely think I did.
You never the only segment you ever created was J-listed.
Mm-hmm. Well, check the records.
Okay, honestly, you need to do that. Rihanna hires lookalike models to try out eyebrow styles to see if she likes them. Rihanna's eyebrow artist, Damone Roberts, revealed that Riri has him try out the looks on models and then sends her the images so that she can decide whether or not she wants the style done on her own face. Just enough.
I think it's just enough too.
Iconic.
You slave labor. You use those women.
Honestly, what else are these women doing?
Exactly. If you had the money, I would do it too. No one's a top model got canceled.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else to do.
No.
Go on Instagram and promote Tummy Tea. Get out of here. Because she's paying them.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yes.
I would do the same thing.
Same.
Fat pussy.
The highlight of 2018 for Princess Meghan might be her marriage to Prince Harry or the announcement of her pregnancy. But I'd like to think that the highlight of the year for her is that people are more people than ever have named their dogs after the Duke and Duchess of Sussex this year. There's nothing more iconic than having a generation of dogs named after you. Now, according to a study by Rover, a dog walking and dog sitting app based in the United States, both names are up this year. Harry is up 133% and Meghan is up 129%.
Oh, that's horrible. Why are people naming their dogs after... What would you name your dog?
Honestly, if I had a dog, I would probably name it like Rover or something.
That's ugly. That's a stupid.
Well, that's the name,
name
of this website, Rover.
I don't like it.
I would name it a human name. I wouldn't name it like chocolate chip cookie or something stupid.
I would name
stupid.
It Jesse.
I always wanted a dog and name it Oprah's Gale. So when I'm hiking, I could be like Oprah's Gale. But then I'm not sure like if people would even get it.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, "Can you get your dog out of here?" Julian gets a dog just to pick up men, but they don't even care about the dog.
They don't. I use my sister's dog on apps, and I still don't match with people.
Damn. Well, you can get a cuter dog. Like a Pomeranian, you know?
One that sheds? Absolutely not. This is honestly too extra.
Oh, I think so too. Harry's an ugly name for a dog, yeah. And so is Megan.
Yeah. And Harry hasn't even been that cute for like 5 years.
Wow.
He used to be the good looking one.
No, he didn't. It was always Prince William until he lost all his hair.
True. Netflix announced that they would no longer carry Friends, but they recanted their promise and reportedly spent $100 million to keep Friends on its platform for another year, which is crazy to me because I've never seen Friends.
I've never seen Friends either.
And honestly, $100 million, you could go feed everyone in Puerto Rico that's still devastated from the flood with $100 million. Then keeping
is
Netflix.
It really doing that well on Netflix?
I guess so, because everyone loves Friends. I don't know why.
That's really dumb.
Warner Media, which owns the show, agreed to license the show to Netflix for another year for around $100 million, more than three times the $30 million a year it was paying before. This new act also stipulates that AT&T will also run the show on its own streaming platform, which is due to launch next year. This is too fucking extra. Netflix, like, can you just create like more original content and not some like a second season of the stupid Sabrina show? Because that one was boring as hell. The actress cannot act. She's so boring. She's not memorable. She looks bad in red.
Wow. You do hate women. Yeah, I don't watch.
You're over this podcast. Fucking Cardi monologue destroyed you.
It did. Is it?
You
no,
never heard the
I,
word pussy so much.
I don't like Friends.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like it. I've just never seen it. And I don't have the time to watch 10 seasons of a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have better things to do.
With
like
40 episodes each.
Yeah. I have better things to do, like sit in my car and cry.
Julian's not struggling anyone. Everyone.
Emma Stone sat down with Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my God. Julian, you know how to say Chamolet.
Chamolet.
Julian.
They're not Chamolet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Oh my God.
She sat down with him for Variety and revealed that she never watches her own movies. And sis, neither have we.
Oh, I'm telling you. I think Emma Stone is so overrated.
She ain't that special, bitch. Quote, I haven't seen Crazy Stupid Love.
No one has.
Can you watch your own stuff? Because I can now. Girl, none of us have seen your movies. Now, did I go see The Favorite on Thursday night with Emma Stone and some other bitch? I did, but I thought the whole time that Emma Stone was Margot Robbie.
Oh, you know, they do kind of look alike.
Especially because Margot Robbie's also in a period piece that comes out this week, too. Mm-hmm. So I literally thought that's the movie I was going to see.
Interesting.
I thought the whole time it was Margot Robbie until the
I'm
credits said...
I'm not here
said,
for Emma Stone at all. I'm here for Saoirse Ronan. I love her.
Yeah, I love Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. I love her. She actually has, like, a great presence, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, and she's, like, a real actress.
Emma Stone is a Lindsay Lohan wannabe... Oh. So that's, and you know what? I'm glad Amanda Bynes is back because she can knock Emma Stone the fuck back. I feel like Amanda Bynes would be a great filler for Emma Stone.
Oh my God.
She would. She would. She's better.
Finally, Rock of Love star Lacey went full Mike Tyson and has been accused of biting a piece of a man's ear off during an alleged beatdown involving her husband, Johnny. A man named George Magana claims that Lacey and her husband, Johnny, attacked him back in January. George claims that he was sitting in his car when Johnny ran up to him, pulled him out of the vehicle, and then began punching him and biting him. George says that Lacey soon followed and began to scratch his face and even went so far as to bite a piece of his ear off during the attack. The police were called, and after an investigation, both Lacey and Johnny were arrested for multiple felony charges. George is suing the couple.
Wow, that's a woman really going for her man. Yeah, like, you know, she's riding with him. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. But again, it's like Cardi B. It's like, girl, you know he's cheating on you.
Exactly.
Probably. He's gonna
all men
you.
Are dogs. We know all men are dogs. Men cannot keep their. They have to keep their dick wet at all times. They cannot just keep it mm-hmm. with one person.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I mean, good for you for riding or dying with your man, but you're gonna end up dying alone.
Exactly. And good for you for popping up onto our. PeopleMagazine.com 12 years after being on Rock of Love.
Yeah, why are they doing a story about her?
I have no
this
idea.
This has been a slow week.
Remember when the girl threw an apple at Lacey's head?
No, I didn't watch that show.
That was Charm School.
Oh.
Rock of Love Charm School.
I didn't
School.
Watch that either. I just watched the Monique one. If you guys are ever looking for like a really great show to binge and just like have a lot of time, watch I would say Flavor of Love, Charm School.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest fucking shows I've ever seen. It truly is. The editors deserve many Emmys and Oscars because it's just so great.
Yeah.
And Monique,
the behavior that you exhibited was whore-like.
And Monique is like, this is before Precious, so like she was still struggling and like trying to make any as much money as she can. And she's so good. Mm-hmm. She's crazy. She's
and
really
she gave
delusional.
No fucks.
There was a challenge where they had to like dress each other up and like do a runway show. It's probably the best episode of the year.
From 2007? The best year of 2007 or this year?
This year. Not much was going on in TV today, this year.
What do you mean? We got nailed it.
Wrap it up.
This has been Extra Extra Podcast. Thank you so much for coming out to the podcast. Sorry that Jesse gave up as a host. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. If you're feeling freaky, Venmo me at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. Tell all your friends about us. If you are, you know, crazy, why don't you go ahead and like us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment, rate, review, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Search Engine, wherever you find podcasts. It's so fun.
My name is Jesse. I'm on Instagram at Jesse_is_awesome. I have nothing to plug, but you
Jesse
know.
Jesse did promise that in a month he would start thirst trapping on Instagram.
Just go out there and love yourself. You know, I'm going through a phase right now where I'm just like, I'm like Ariana Grande. You know, it's like I have to put number one first and that's me.
Yeah. And I'm like Mac Miller trying to kill myself.
Oh, stop.
Was that offensive?
Yes.
Oh, God. I mean, I would never kill myself because, you know, I don't like to lose. But, you know, I am depressed.
Do you have any cookies or cake or anything?
No, you want to go to the market?
Yeah, let's go.
Bye.
I'm Shelley Slocum, and I'm doing a podcast about the most important relationship in your life. If you're a parent or you have parents, this podcast is about you. Each episode, I interview a mother or a father, and I get to hear about their transition in taking care of another human being. I also bring on an expert so we can tackle a topic in modern day parenthood to kind of dig at the deeper truths that are out there. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll actually figure out what it means to love another person. That would be amazing, right? The Story of Mom. Find it on Campfire Media.
Campfire.